home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show. The 1 o'clock hour is upon us. Gary Rima, in about 15 minutes, we will preview the in-state Valley Tilt tonight at the McLeod Center. As Drake will pay a visit to take on the Panthers. It's been a while since the Bulldogs and the Panthers had a little bit of buzz connected to it. The story that's unfolding on Forest Avenue is solely responsible for this buzz that's behind it. Trent, I want to. I was looking ahead to what we're going to do as far as guests this week, and Rick Brown is on my wish list. Wade Looking Bill. Let me ask you, because you're the first Iowan I've ever worked with, right?
Yeah.
Certainly not Brinson Peralt and Terrell. When Chris Street was killed, I was living in Denver. That was my three and a half years when I was not in the state. Came here, I missed it. So no internet. Iowa games weren't broad. They were broadcast still. Larry Morgan was still doing them. Mac McCausland, I'm assuming. Yep. So I really didn't understand the magnitude of what was going back on in the state of Iowa surrounding that. And it's the 25-year anniversary, and Brownie's got a book out, and we're going to talk to really one of the good guys in the business in Rick Brown here in the days to come. So, I mean, help me out. Take me back 25 years. Certainly the story made the papers out there.
Right.
But
it
really
was a national story.
Right. It was a national story. There's no question about that. But localize it for me.
So,
because how old would you have been?
I was 12 in middle school playing basketball, and as an Iowan, my favorite player was Chris Street.
And I'm assuming you weren't alone, right?
No, not at all.
This is the most popular player on the roster.
Is this
Niang?
Yeah, yeah.
Type of thing as far as popularity, right?
He embodied what every high school kid in the state wanted to be.
Except he wasn't, of course, Niang was.
Right.
So you get my point.
He was the hardworking kid. He was the local kid, Indianola. Man, he's tall. How do you get to be that tall? You know, it was just everything that you hope to be. And to play to Dr. Tom and be at the point of that press, it was, at least where I grew up, everybody wanted to be Chris Street.
Is that right?
It was just the perfect embodiment of Iowa basketball. A good guy, a local kid, doing right, doing things the right way.
And every parent wanted your son to grow up and be like Chris Street and your daughters to date him.
Absolutely. Right. That's the guy that he was.
Okay.
I first heard the story. I was watching some show at 9 o'clock, and they do the little 10-second cut-in coming back from a commercial break, coming up in the 10 o'clock news. An Iowa basketball player.
So this is the day of his passing that you've heard this, okay.
Has passed away in an auto accident. And the first thought that comes to my mind, don't let it be Chris Street. And so
that's the first thing that popped into your head?
First thing. The first guy that jumped directly in there was that. And then I had to sit for the next 45 minutes until the news came on, because there is no internet.
No.
And
there's no Twitter.
No. Can't go to dmregister.com and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit and wait. And maybe, you know, could have made some phone calls, but I was 12.
But who have you called to get that information?
Right. Do I call the Mitchell County Press News? Do you think they got it on the wire? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that thing locks up at 5 o'clock every day. So I sit there for the next 45 minutes and all these thoughts and all the players are running through your head. Who could it be? And news opens up. Chris Street killed in an auto accident. And I just start bawling. And uncontrollably for 20 minutes.
And I'm assuming you weren't alone experiencing that sorrow at the time, right?
And just the thoughts of a 12-year-old, why him? Why this guy? Why does this have to happen? And just all the, you know, just kind of thoughts and the memories are flooding back to me as I'm sitting in my room, TV on, and just can't control myself. And then going to school the next day, and that's all anybody talked about in basketball, and we get our sneakers and we all get out the black Sharpie and put CS40 on them.
Did you really?
He was that important.
Huh.
And cut down at that moment. It was the Duke game. I remember that game vividly, his final game and making the free throws to set the consecutive free throws made record at Iowa and just everything. It's the story of the 25 years later is still difficult.
And has up until this point, Trent. And that, as an outsider, that really, to me, personifies just how the impact that he had on kids, mm-hmm. which you were,
yep.
Students that he was going to sharing classrooms with, and fans of the, you know, just Iowans in general, right? I mean, 25 years later, this is still, I mean, the scab's healed, but still, it's something you'll never forget.
No, absolutely not. He is a guy that I still think about. I wish I could make it to Iowa City on Saturday. I've told you before, Iowa basketball, that's what made me a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
It was Iowa hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right in the wheelhouse. You're really starting to formulate understanding the game better, realizing what's going on. It's not just watching guys that you're cheering for, knowing the game as I'm starting to play as a middle schooler, you know, those kind of things. And it was such an impact. And,
but you didn't have an NBA guy that, you know, when you're messing around
right.
in a gym or in a driveway, you were Chris Street. Is that who you were at 12 years old?
Since I was, I'm now 5'6". Back then I was probably 5'1".
Right.
It was Monter Glasper, who was the point guard on those teams. And when we went through confirmation, you get to pick your Christian name. I wanted to be Monter because I liked the apostrophe in the middle.
Mm.
My mom quickly shot that one down.
No.
I don't even remember what I went with after that. But no, I wanted to be Monter Glasper because I was short. But, yeah, everybody else, it was Chris Street.
Mm.
And it's the Michigan State game, the comeback then. When they came back.
That was the game the game that they played immediately following, right?
Yeah. The first game back, they were supposed to play, I want to say Northwestern was the next one. They moved that back to later in the schedule. But their first time on the floor, East Lansing, playing terribly, down 18, and then
the 3 minutes happened, right?
The comeback. And I had to go. We didn't have cable, so I had to go to my grandma's house who did. It was a ESPN2 game, I want to say. Went over there, watched it. Same thing as the game's ending, tears in my grandma's eyes, my uncle's eyes, my eyes, my mom's eyes.
The state's eyes, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Absolutely. Huge impact even 25 years later.
Yeah, it's something. Rick Brown, Emotion in Motion, and we will run Rick down later on in the week. Of course, Wade Looking Bill on that team. We'll talk with him in the weeks to come about it. And Coach Tom Davis had the forward. But 25 years later, and it's still.
I've talked to Dr. Tom a couple of times over the last 5, 6, 7 years mm-hmm. around this time. I don't think that wound ever healed.
No, I bet it doesn't.
I mean, it doesn't. You know, people talk about the step back that the program had after the initial surge that they had early on with Roy Marble and B.J. Armstrong and Ed Horton. And the step back, and I think a big part of that was that. It seemed like a part of him, it dissipated with the loss of Chris Street. And man, I mean, just imagine the difficult nature and being some of the last people to see him.
Mm. It was a team dinner?
Team dinner. And I want to say he had a class that he had to leave and he had to get out of there a little bit early. And we know what happened.
Yeah. Oof. Gary Reimer coming up. I don't know how to segue, but I'm glad that you helped me provide a little color to the, what is it, obviously a day that will be remembered forever within the state of Iowa, especially to Hawkeye fans and Iowans.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah. For years, Iowa State always had a player that wore number 40.
I remember that. An in-state player that
would wear number 40 afterward. Lauren Meyer, I think, was mm-hmm. one of them. A good tradition. And the impact. I remember Dick Vitale and I'm watching SportsCenter then the next day. I think it was even the next morning and talking about that and just what a player he was. But more importantly, you know, people say what a great guy he was. And you talk to people in the Indianola community and that's something they also talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's another wound that probably hasn't healed as quickly as it has for others down there and the impact that he made.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We're going to stay on college basketball. We'll preview the Drake UNI game tonight. If you can't be in front of your TV, well, probably most of you won't be able to get it anyways. But you can hear it here, 1700 KBGG. Gary Reimer next, Tim Yotter still to come. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Home in Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction, where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
As a poop emoji, I see a lot of crap out on the road. But if you get in a car and don't wear a seatbelt, you're being a real head. Buckle up and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
The bag sale is back. Bring in your reusable Menards bag or pick one up for 98 cents and save 15% on anything you can fit inside the bag. No matter how you stack it, no matter how you pack it, save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag now at Menards. Pack your bag with doorknobs, paint, groceries, any item that fits in the bag. Hurry in. Sale ends January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
It's that time of year. The cold weather is here. The Animal Rescue League wants to remind you that unpredictable winter weather can be very dangerous for your animals, and we encourage you to bring them inside this time of year. Animals should not be left in cars and should only be outside long enough to relieve themselves. If you witness a situation where an animal is in danger due to weather conditions, call your local law enforcement or animal control.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon and myself until 2. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. We will talk to Tim in about 20 minutes or thereabouts. Well, the Panthers play here at 1700 KBGG. He's the play-by-play voice, football and men's basketball, and Gary Rima joins us to preview Drake and you and I. But Gary, I'm going to want to start football-wise just to... because I watched the FCS championship game, as a lot of people did on that Saturday wild card weekend, North Dakota State. They did it again. They're the New England Patriots of the FCS. Gary, what they've built there is nothing short of remarkable, and I don't see it ending anytime soon. And I'm sure that's not music to your ears. But just real quick on the Bison before we get into tonight's matchup.
Well, it's a dynasty. I mean, when you win 6 national titles in 7 years in any sport, and the 1 year that you didn't win it in that 7-year stretch, you were in the semifinals to get back to the championship game and got beat by the eventual champion. I mean, it really is remarkable what they've done. And they have developed a formula, a way of winning. They know how important it is to defend home field and get a seed and get to play home games in the playoffs. It started with Craig Bowl, and Chris Kleiman is built on it. And what's really what's cool for me, guys, is the top 3 coaches there, head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator, all from Waterloo, Iowa. Chris Kleiman, the head coach, Courtney Messingham, the offensive coordinator, and Coach Entz, the defensive coordinator, all Waterloo, Iowa guys. Pretty cool, but you're right. I think they're going to be the favorite when we kick it off next year, and until somebody can take them down, they're the team to beat. They are the Patriots of football in the FCS. They're the Yankees, if you will, and they're the team everybody wants to beat. But man, it's just hard to do.
Gary, on to basketball. You and I gets the victory against Valpo on Saturday to end that skid. Well, if you would have told somebody when Drake and you and I meet for the first time, one's in first, one's in last, I don't think we would have picked probably the way that it's set up right here. The importance of this game in your mind, though, for the Panthers after finally getting off the schneid with the win against Valpo?
Well, you got to protect home court, number one, TC. We've already lost 2 home conference games, and you cannot lose any more home conference games if you want to be in the conference tournament with a seed that you're going to like. I mean, right. we know how important it is to avoid Thursday in St. Louis. Nobody's ever won the conference tournament by having to play on Thursday and win 4 games in 4 days. I don't know, maybe this is the year that somebody could do it, but I think it's just more important that it's a home game and you've got to take care of your home court. And a win over Drake tonight would pull them a little closer back to the pack instead of letting them keep creeping out and being the top team in the league. I think the Panthers are playing some good basketball. This is a really good Drake team, but I like how we match up with them. I like our defense against what they want to do offensively. But, our guys got to get it done tonight. You know, it's It's just the way, you know, one change in the starting lineup is amazing what it did for this team, but they've got to bring it tonight and just can't live off what they did in their last game.
And can we assume, Gary, you're referring to Bennett Cook, who came off the bench and only played 9 minutes and Fife took his spot. Could we go ahead and not pencil Fife in, but get out our pen? I mean, is Bennett Cook's days of starting for the Panthers, are they behind us, do you think?
Well, tonight you can use a Sharpie on Austin Fife starting. Austin will start again tonight, and Bennett Cook will come off the bench. And how long that goes, I don't know. If the team keeps winning, I know Coach Jacobson has a tendency when things are going good, he won't change the starting lineup. And even when things aren't going so well, we've seen him stick with the lineup for a long time. I asked him last Monday, when we had lost six in a row and four straight in the league, if he had considered shaking up the starting lineup just to try and get off to a different start and maybe have a different end result. And he said no. And he said no twice. And he went with the same lineup at Indiana State on Wednesday night. We didn't win. And then he came back and they decided to start Austin Fife. And it's interesting because for me personally, of the five starters, I wasn't thinking Bennett would be the one that he might bring off the bench and start the true freshman, but they saw something in practice. They saw something in what Austin Fife was doing, and they made that switch, and Fife had the best game of his career. But guys, the thing I'm concerned about is we need Bennett. Bennett cannot become somebody who only plays 9 or 10 or 12 minutes and has no production. I mean, we've got to have him. If he's coming off the bench, fine, but he's got to come off the bench and he's got to get some things done at both ends of the floor. And, you know, I really think tonight that we'll see better play out of Bennett off the bench than we did in the win over Valparaiso on Sunday.
Seemed like the team shared the basketball a little bit better on Saturday night as well. Is that fair? A little more ball movement, and probably you'd have to think something that they've been working on to try to ignite this offense.
Yeah, good observation, TC, and that did happen. And it was a lot. Juwan McLeod did a much better job, even though he had a few turnovers and made a few bad decisions. When he started distributing the basketball to Austin Fife and to Taiwan Pickford and Clint Carlson and got it to him in a scoring spot, then some really positive things started happening with our offense. I mean, you know, we built a 20-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go. We're up 69-49 on a Belbo team that was coming off a pretty decisive win over Drake. Mm-hmm. So I think some things did finally click at the offensive end, and it's just interesting how just a little tweak in the starting lineup and sometimes things will work better. Let's see if it carries over tonight against this Bulldog ball club that they got a pretty nice team in their own right.
Yeah, they really do, Gary, and they're writing a pretty nice story too, and you have to feel good for, you know, those guys that have stuck through the thick and thin, quite frankly, and yeah, are getting this little bit of a reward. From what you've seen of Drake, what did they do well? I mean, there's going to be a lot of guards on the floor. How does this match up, in your opinion, how does this matchup play out?
First of all, they're a senior-laden team,
right,
and some of the best teams in the Missouri Valley Conference in the time I've been covering the league, it seems like that team that has the veteran seniors, especially at the guard spot, are really successful. But the thing that Drake does is they got shooters. They're shooting, you know, 40% from the arc. Reed Timmers at 47% from three-point range, and you know, really all those starting guards from C.J. Rivers to Deontay McMurray and even Oreo Agundade, however you want to say that guy.
Keep practicing.
I'll have it down by tonight. Yeah. They all can shoot it. And then Nick McGlynn just gets some things done inside. I personally like how we match up with them. I think watching them in person and seeing the size that Iowa had and how Iowa used their size to really set up some easy scoring. UNI doesn't have the size of the Hawkeye lineup, you know, in all positions, but we are going to have a size advantage in three or four positions. And I think Clint Carlson can really have a big game tonight at the offensive end. I think Tywan Pickford at 6'4", a guard who can score inside and out, can have his way at times offensively. Really, the big thing is will we guard them the way we need to hold their scoring down? If we do, if we play defense like I think we can, and the offense does what I've seen them prepare themselves to do tonight, I think we got a great chance to pick up our second straight win and hand Drake a road loss. But Drake's a team that really believes right now. It reminds me of a little bit of that team with Adam Emenecker and company that they got a lot of wins early and they start believing, and they just felt, hey, if there's time left on the clock, we're going to find a way to win. And that's one thing the Panthers are up against. This Panther team, it got a little scary against Velpo in the last 4 minutes when we saw a 20-point lead evaporate to 5. You kind of start thinking, is this a Panther team that just finds ways to lose games? And is, you know, they sealed the win, which was positive. But I see Drake as a team that thinks that they're going to find a way to win every game they go into right now. They got that kind of confidence going.
Gary, 0-5 the last 2 years to begin conference play. They were able to dig themselves out of it a year ago, get back to 9-9 by the end of the conference schedule. Has Coach Jake talked at all about what's led to these slow starts in conference play? And you go from the non-conference and the difficult nature they played the last couple of years, you figured they'd be ready, but that hasn't been the case. Any reasoning?
You know, nothing specific that he's tried to point out or talk about. He just, one thing Jake doesn't do is, and I don't know how he avoids it, because if I was coaching a team and we are 0-7 in our lost 7 games in a row, 0-5 to start the league, I think I'd be talking about, you know, what we got to try and do different. He just doesn't get wrapped up in all that, guys. He just says, hey, it's just one. We'll get it figured out. We'll get it turned around. We'll make some adjustments if we have to. Just, you know, hang in there and let's see where we're at the end of the year. You know, 2 years ago, we were 2-6, 8 games into the conference season, 10-11 overall, and that team won the Missouri Valley Conference postseason tournament, went to the NCAA tournament, won a game, lost a game. Last year, they start 0-5, and they end up with the 3 seed. So I think he kind of looks at past history saying, hey, don't get all bent out of shape because maybe we're struggling right now. We'll work our way out of it. You know, past history has proved that. But I tell you, as fans, as, you know, covering the team, it does get a little frustrating because, when we did some of the things that the Panthers did in the non-conference part of the schedule, you thought, hey, you know what, maybe we can be sitting 5-1, 6 games into it, or 4-2, and guys, here we are sitting on the bottom of the league, 1-5, and this team, this UNI team, is not the worst team in the Missouri Valley Conference. I guarantee you that.
No, I'm with you, Gary, and it's about picking them off and putting wins in the win column and avoiding that Thursday. We will be listening tonight. Thank you, Gary Ryman, the pregame show. What time are you on the air tonight?
6:30, live coverage from the McLeod Center of this in-state rival, so tune in, and hopefully we'll have a good one to call for you tonight, guys.
Good stuff. Thank you, Gary. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come.
All right. Thanks.
Good to talk to you. Gary Ryman, voice of the UNI Panthers. The Panthers play here on 1700 KBGG. Ready to talk a little NFC?
I am. Vikings talk. Can't talk enough about this team. As a Bears fan.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Now I kind of know sometimes Chiefs when it's a fun story.
And yeah.
I always wondered that. How does he talk about... Now I get it.
Yeah?
Now I get it.
Sports fan.
Yes.
First and foremost, we'll take a timeout. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com, is here next. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are here Monday through Friday, noon to 2, talking local sports with you on 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo, on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com. Camp Sunnyside,
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/20/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Trek Cotton here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. Your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when one in eight Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with three children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together we can solve hunger.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of a Tuesday edition of the Ken Miller Show. Fun show today. Our final segment, as we've been promoting all show long, going to talk some Vikings. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. By the way, you Vikings fans, this timing's everything, right? Viking Update has a 7-day free trial right now
All the behind the paywall stuff. A free 7-day trial right now. VikingUpdate.com. They're part of 247 Sports, formerly the Scout Network. Tim's been with them forever, and he's with us right now to look back and to look ahead to the NFC Championship game. Tim, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you, Tim Yotter?
I'm doing well. Kind of recovered by this point.
I mean, I got to think, Tim, that, and I know you were busy after the game with press conferences and everything, but I have to assume that, you know, as opposed to the normal home games, no one was in a rush to leave U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm assuming everybody just wanted to just soak it in.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing how long, you know, fans stuck around. You know, I really didn't see anybody leaving on that last drive, and glad for it. You know, they, after everything that's happened with this franchise, I think, you know, I'm sure there was some kind of feeling among fans of, okay, here we go. They, you know, they lost it. But I didn't get that sense as much as I expected. You know, I felt like there was some hopefulness that the offense could get things going. It certainly hurt that they entered that drive with only one timeout, and you know that really limited where they could go with the ball. You know, almost exclusively sideline passes were needed, and they got away with the final one.
So as you go through this, Tim, it's just an unbelievable end of things. You were there inside the press box, just the feeling inside of U.S. Bank. I felt like you could almost feel it. The dread, the, oh, here we go again. Was it the same inside the building, that just uneasiness that was settling throughout the last 3-4 minutes of the game?
Yeah, I would say uneasiness is a good way to put it. You know, despite everything that's happened with the franchise, I felt like entering this game, entering these playoffs, there was more optimism. You know, I've heard, you know, neighbors and friends that are big Vikings fans talk about, you know, I think it might be time to just buy in, that they can do it because it's a more balanced team. You know, obviously built on defense, but the offense is showing that when needed, they can move the ball, they can put up some points. They're not toward the end of the league like has happened in previous seasons with a good defense. You know, The eruption, though, after that touchdown happened was incredible. You know, and I had some neighbors that were in a section below the press box that, you know, like 30 seconds, a minute later, were just looking up at me in sort of stunned disbelief. A couple of them pumping their fists, but a couple of them just kind of looking at me, and I think they were mouthing, you know, what just happened kind of a thing. Is this real? And, you know, it turned out, yep, it's real. It stood, no flags. He stayed in bounds. And, you know, it was a great moment for the players, for sure, but, you know, the fans that have been through so much in this state cheering on the Vikings finally got to be on the winning end of that sort of thing.
The final drive for New Orleans, Zimmer's use of timeouts was incredible. The fact that I think it was Ginn that ran out of bounds or was forced out of bounds, they were able to save a timeout. That was on first play. Robinson's play to get Kamara on the ground at third down and one. We're going to remember the Diggs play forever, and why wouldn't we? But leading up to that play, that third down and one, Tim, that made it all possible, because if they get that first down, they run out the clock. They run out the clock. Just a massive, massive defensive stop.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't know if that's going to make a difference at the end, but if they do get it, you know, that's it. They can run out the clock, they can call the timeout and kick the field goal, and then, you know, it's all on Will Lutz, and is he going to make it or not? And obviously he made it from longer than he would have needed to if they had just maybe quarterback sneaked or you know, I guess if they kneel on the ball, it might have been a couple yards more. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of fitting that it's both sides of the ball that get it there.
Yep.
I know the defenders were extremely disappointed that they let the lead slip away a couple of times. And,
You know, by the way, this is the only NFL playoff game in history that had four different lead changes within the final 4 minutes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, just kind of an epic. I think there were three others that had had three lead changes, so the Vikings would have been there either way, but they would have been on the losing end of that stat. You know, just some incredible moments and statistics and history that are all made with that catch.
Tim, how do you turn the page from that, from the elation? You're going on the road. It's Philadelphia. Yes, they're the one seed, but we know it's not the same team without Carson Wentz. It's the NFC Championship game with a Super Bowl at home on the line. I get that, but doesn't it have to be difficult for these guys to get past that moment on Sunday evening?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it helps the way that the week is structured. You know, typically they are talking about the 24-hour rule, and you get that long to enjoy it. And almost all the time, it doesn't take this particular team that long to get over wins. I was amazed when they actually clinched the NFC North that there was no real big celebration or anything like that. They just kind of handled that as business as usual, and they did that throughout a lot of the bigger wins during the regular season. So I think that Mike Zimmer has his team very focused on the week-to-week task. And, you know, certainly Sunday's win was left to be celebrated a little bit longer. You know, players were still in a bit of that sort of shock yesterday in the locker room. And I saw, you know, Jerick McKinnon tweeted out earlier this morning, you know, it's finally sinking in. So I think, you know, having a Tuesday off, a player's day off, allows them to sort of refocus and recalibrate and get ready to prepare for the Eagles.
Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com is our guest. Again, VikingUpdate.com. Right now, VikingUpdate.com, a 7-day free trial, your source for Vikings news, VikingUpdate.com. Tim, to the Eagles themselves, Nick Foles is a far cry from Drew Brees. Michael Thomas is much better than any receiver Philadelphia has. Cameron Hayward has had a really good year. I like Fletcher Cox, but Cameron Hayward is special. I like Jay Ajayi, but I'd rather have Kamara. My point being is, as I look at the two rosters, Tim, I think that you can clearly make a case that the Saints have a better roster. Now, that doesn't necessarily ensure that the Vikings are going to host in their own building. But point being is, it just feels like the steepest hill for the Vikings to get to the Super Bowl was the New Orleans Saints. They, on paper, look to be much better than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I think neutral fields or home field advantage for the Vikings, all of what you said is true. I like the Eagles' defense better than the Saints' defense, just as a whole unit. I think Fletcher Cox has just played amazing, you know, the last couple games. And I think it's going to be a challenge. To me, though, one of the big equalizers in this matchup is Mike Zimmer's defense is built around speed, and when you go to a field like Lincoln Financial that has not been in good condition the last couple of weeks, the times that I have seen the Eagles playing there are turf divots all over the place, players are slipping, and that's going to be a real challenge for the Vikings. I asked Zimmer about it yesterday, and he said he actually put together a series of clips of players that have slipped at Lincoln Financial, and he talked about, you know, it's one of these things where you can't expect to make quick, hard cuts on that field. You have to be careful about your balance and your footing. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting for me to see if that comes into play, because I think the Vikings, if they were playing at U.S. Bank, huge favorites. Playing there, you know, they're still 3.5-point favorites, but this is one of those, hey, something could happen bad. You look at what happened in Carolina with a couple of 60-yard gains for the Panthers when the Vikings were either out of position or maybe slipped a little and missed a tackle. And so, you know, strange things happen. Everything is a factor in the playoffs.
No stone unturned by Mike Zimmer. No surprise there. It's why he's one of the best in the business. Hey, I want to get your thoughts. Give it. You know, we talk about the stars of this team. In Case Keenum turning into a star, the wide receivers, what you have defensively with Harrison Smith and Xavier Rhodes. Who's an unsung hero of this squad that jumps off when you think about that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I put him in unsung territory, but I think Linval Joseph is still very underrated. You know, most people, first of all, you don't typically look to the offense or to the defense for that type of player, and then especially a guy in the middle of the line that isn't a big producer of sacks, but he's done an incredible job this year. Not always just stuffing the run at the line of scrimmage, which is his forte, but there have been several plays where he's been downfield 5-7 yards making a play on a running back. Offensively, I would probably give that designation to rookie center Pat Elflein.
Yeah.
He's played very well. I don't know that he's fully healthy from the shoulder injury that he was dealing with in December, but getting him back on that line does help them out. And so I think he's going to have to be a factor in trying to neutralize what Fletcher Cox does in Philadelphia.
What are the prospects of Andrew Sandejo, who was I thought it was a dirty play. I did. I thought Thomas got his arm up. It was bang, bang. I also understand why the officials missed it, but that's just personal opinion. I thought it was a cheap shot. Sandejo, what's his status, Tim? Or if you don't know, when do you think we will know?
Well, when you're dealing with a concussion, and he is in the concussion protocol, you know, I asked him yesterday, and he said, I can't talk, and so that right there tells you he's in the concussion protocol. Mike Zimmer said he's doing a lot better on Monday, but, concussions are such a tricky deal. I remember, I don't know what it was, probably 6-7 years ago, where there wasn't even an indication. I believe it might have been Aaron Henderson. And all of a sudden Wednesday, he started feeling effects from a Sunday game. So you don't know how things will go. There are several steps that the players have to pass. So, it might be Friday when they rule him in or out. He may still be questionable, and they'll wait to see till Sunday. It's so hard to guess when it comes to a concussion at what point the player is allowed to come back and play.
Pat Shurmur looks to be the front runner for the Giants job. He's going to have another interview, it looks like, next week. Concerns at all about maybe some fleeting eyes? Again, it's the NFC Championship game, but anything at all that gives you at least a quick pause for concern?
Not really. I mean, I think that was a bigger issue last week, but the rules of the NFL don't allow teams now to have any sort of contact with Pat Shurmur or his agent during this week of preparation. Now, if the Viking season is over, obviously that all changes and they can go ahead and name him the next head coach of the Giants. Or if the Vikings make it to the Super Bowl, they can have a second interview since there is a 2-week gap between the championship games, the conference championship games, and the Super Bowl. So, I think the NFL has it right. They try to keep their coaches focused on coaching their teams, and when there is a window to have an opportunity to talk to them, then they allow that to happen.
Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Tim, travel safe to Philadelphia. Hope to catch up with you next Tuesday and have our first look at the Super Bowl matchup. Vikings against who, Tim? Is it probably? Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the Patriots. Yeah. That seems like the safe bet, considering what's happened the last 12, 15 years. I think that's what you have to assume.
I think you're right. Great stuff, Tim. Thank you. Appreciate your coverage of VikingUpdate.com, and thank you for joining us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. I told you this, I'm making a case for Jacksonville.
you're so hopeful.
I really am, aren't I? I know I'm speaking for the country here.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I personally would rather see a Patriots-Viking Super Bowl.
Would you really?
I would, yeah.
Why? What's behind that?
Jacksonville. I mean,
yeah, they're blind. I get it.
It's Jacksonville.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Vikings finally get back.
Chicks take the long ball, and the quarterback play is always,
Blake Bortles at a Super Bowl. Yeah. I would. I think the buildup would be a lot more interesting, fun to talk about.
You know what? You're right. I want to see the Minnesota Vikings put an end to the New England Patriots. I'm completely on board. All that stuff I said earlier in the show, I still kind of believe it. But you know what? I'm almost putting myself in a can't-lose situation.
Yeah.
If the Jags win, I'm right. If they don't, then you got to look forward to the Vikings putting an end to the country's misery. Real quick, Drake, you and I tonight, don't look now. This is a big game in our state.
Yeah.
Drake is on the rose. Fife and Pickford, the freshmen will lead, as they did the Panthers last time out. Drake's a remarkable story, Trent.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how you and I plays this game going up against that four-guard offense. Bennett Cook.
Veteran four-guard offense.
Played 9 minutes against Valpo. I asked Coach Jake yesterday, had him on with Jimmy B and myself, and I asked him about that, and he said, you know, is it something he can do? He said, no, we needed a change.
Yeah,
and
good for him.
Your fifth-year senior, a guy expected to lead the team, that's a pretty big change.
Mm-hmm.
They responded really well against a pretty decent Valpo team. Getting that, they finally scored the basketball that they've been struggling with so much. So you and I makes it two in a row.
Do they?
Panthers make it two in a row.
And the doggies fall.
Still a huge matchup with Missouri State over the weekend.
Yep. And that's Saturday at 3, I think. So it works out pretty well. Hawks at 11.
Yep.
Clones at 1. Dogs at 3.
It's pretty good. And Panthers, I believe, on Sunday.
And who? I'm sorry, I missed that.
The Panthers play on Sunday. Yeah.
Yes, against Southern Illinois. I've got that in front of me. What was I going to say to end things up here? Oh, NBC3. That's what the guide in my Des Moines Register sports section. What is that? Is that one of those? I'm not going to be able to watch it, Ken, because you don't understand technology.
No. Well, the Register, they don't put all the listings that we get with Rockstar Satellite. They have the MediaCom things in there. For us, it'll be on NBC Sports Chicago, one of the overflow channels, though.
So I'll get the game.
You got it.
Bang.
Yes.
Oh, I was the whole day long. I'm thinking I don't get this thing.
You will have it tonight.
Awesome. I got nothing to do.
Perfect. 7 o'clock, tip, ball in the air. Ken Miller with the growler, ready to roll.
I am ready to roll, Trent. That's good news, and we'll end it on that, on a positive. We're back tomorrow. I'm absolutely positive David Kaplan will be here, and I look forward to that. We got to ask Cappy. The Cubs are building their own sports television station.
They are, yes.
And that's at the contracts and all of them. Mm-hmm. WGNs, NBC, and the ABCs. Is it ABC7?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All of them end in 2019. The Cubs will have their own television station similar to the YES Network with the Yankees. What's Cappy's role? He's going to have a major role in that.
He will, with his connections to the front office.
And with your connections to Cappy, I don't know if you want to move to Chicago. I'm telling you, they're going to need help, Trent Connor.
All right.
The Cubs have all... Oh, that's the Twins.
Yeah. I'll work for the Cubs. I'm fine. And I work cheap.
Yeah, and in MLB?
Yeah.
Be a pretty good gig. Look at the Cap, and I truly believe this. Cappy's going to have a massive role in that with what he's doing in Chicago. We will talk to Cappy, courtesy of our friends at HeartlandFlags.com tomorrow at 12:20. We are out of time. Hawkeye Huddle tonight at 5. What else do you have?
We're going to be talking with Alex Halstead, a little Cyclone talk with him at 4:20. And with all the yesterday MLK Day, a lot of NBA, and then last night, we didn't even touch on it, but the Chris Paul... Blake Griffin, our old John Cannon, our NBA buddy.
Oh, is he stopping by?
We're going to bring him in for a quick hit on the NBA. And Brinson, he's smiling ear to ear already. We're 2 hours away, and he's already pumped up.
You know what? If I opened the door to the studio, I wouldn't be surprised if he's sitting out there all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready. Well, I know better than that.
No.
We are out of time. Enjoy the game tonight. If you can't be in front of your television to watch the game, well... we've got an answer for you. Keep it tuned right here, 1700 KBGG. Gary Reimel with the call. Trent and I are out of here. He's back 4 to 6 with Jimmy B. We appreciate you listening. Trent and I tomorrow, noon to 2, on the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text FUTURE to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text FUTURE to 35517. That's FUTURE to 35517.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, community.